the song I would like to dedicate to everybody who's a member of the working class.
In the lead up to the May 1st festivities, we asked organizers from Solidarity Without Borders to expose the links between workers' rights and the migrant justice struggle. Answering our questions are Jaggi of No One Is Illegal and Mustafa of the Immigrant Workers Center.
There are a lot of interesting parallels and links to make around May 1st and migrant justice struggles. If we go back to the origins of May Day, it was the struggle for the 40-hour work week and the 8-hour work day, which we take for granted today, but which was a huge struggle. The people at the forefront of that struggle were immigrant workers. Folks from Germany, from Poland, from Eastern Europe, lots of Jewish migrant laborers who lived and worked all over the U.S. and in Canada, along with native-born workers. And they fought and struggled for that and paid the ultimate price.
Feeling like you're used in these states of abuse. No need to be confused, because we coming, bro. Feeling like you're used in these states of abuse.
When we look at previous struggles, and we look at previous worker struggles, they've always been led by immigrant and migrant workers. So even in Montreal, when we look at the textile industry, the 1937 strike that was done by the Women's Garment Workers Association, or union, that was mainly Jewish migrant workers who, you know, roughly 5,000 Jewish women migrants who were, you know, launched this strike in Montreal for equal pay, better work conditions, really about issues about the entire class.
So there's a strong tradition, even right here in Montreal, of people who come from abroad who contribute to social justice struggles, who are part of social justice struggles.
People getting paid in a crazy way. Decisions for our life, I said we got no say, no life control on the ways.
So if there was status for all, if we actually had full regularization, and if migrant workers were given permanent residency as soon as they got here, employers wouldn't have the capacity or the ability to exploit people so easily and to undermine the work conditions of people now. So when we look at examples like ALMA, in ALMA, Quebec, Rio Tinto Alcan, where they're trying to outsource all of the work, where are they going to outsource that to? To migrant workers. We're going to take lower pay, lower conditions, worse conditions. But if they had permanent residency and they didn't have to fear their deportation, maybe they would actually fight side by side with those Rio Tinto Alcan workers to say, no, we want the same wages, the same rights as everybody. So the fight for status for all is a fight for all working people. It's that basic solidarity that, you know, that society is actually ever going to change.
This is about community. This is about freedom now. This is about power.
So May Day is a way to reclaim not just working class struggles for justice and dignity, not just general struggles against oppression, but to say that those are linked to immigrant struggles. And that's so important, because in a context of austerity, in a context where people are being forced through government policies to cut back, social programs are being cut back, jobs are being lost, it's very easy to play divide and rule. It's very easy to put the blame not on a capitalist economic system, not on the government that imposes these policies, but rather blaming immigrants or blaming others for taking jobs and what have you. And the strength of working class struggles has been when immigrant labor and non-immigrant labor are actually linked together and focus on the real enemy. So that message is not an incidental message to May Day, it's part and parcel of May Day.
The song I would like to dedicate to everybody who's a member of the working class.